Good evening. It is July 19th, 2022, in compliance with the Open Public...
January.
I'm sorry, January.
What did I say?
July.
I wish.
We were just talking about...
January 19th, 2022. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was posted on the Township website, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence to honor our first responders and servicemen and women.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So, first item of business are the minutes from the regular meeting of November 17th, 2021. These were in front of the committee once, and we asked the clerk to review them for taking them back to the practice of not expanding on dialogue and sort of narrowing them down to narrowing down the commentary. Have these been changed at all from the November 17th?
No, my understanding was that the committee was going to review and bring it back for discussion. I didn't realize that I was going to change anything. Nothing specifically stated to change.
Okay.
You had briefly discussed it,
right.
But I didn't know if you wanted to make suggestions to strike or...
Would you like us to do that in this meeting or follow up now to give you those specifically?
I think to decide.
I mean, I have a suggestion. If people want to review this and get, you know, do it for the next meeting.
Well, so just review for the next meeting. Now, I wasn't aware that was the thought process, so
okay.
Yeah, I'll review it to the next meeting. I think at this point, let's review it and make the suggestion.
And that would be the same for the December 1st meeting minutes. They both came at the same
yes.
meeting, and we discussed
okay.
some
clear,
input. So,
so now we're going to review and come back?
We'll review. I guess each individually send you comments on the minutes,
okay.
And then you'll see if there's commonality or not commonality.
Okay.
So we're tabling those minutes, and the minutes from December 15th are also tabled. Sorry. Which allows us then to open up to public comment, limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And I should note for the record that Mr. Wilson is not here tonight, so you're not hearing his voice. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment on the agenda items, seeing none.
I'm a little lost here. Where are the agenda items?
The agenda's on the front.
Yep.
So anything on the agenda, any topic that's listed on the agenda, if you'd like to make a comment on those. Otherwise, if you have broader topics, there'll be a second public comment where you could make them later. So, seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Ordinance 2022-02, we discovered an inconsistency between a version that was sent to us as final for this. This is for the salary ordinance, sent to us as final for tonight's meeting and what was published, and I guess Karen and Matt, have you
Briefly.
Determined an opinion of whether we should?
Yeah, we're on the same page, correct, Karen?
Yeah.
We both. It would be in the best interest to republish it, just
okay.
to avoid any inconsistency and any
so,
concerns that would cause.
So for the committee, we will reissue a complete ordinance at the next meeting. Probably, I assume it all comes together. We'll reintroduce.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, there'll be no vote on the draft we have in front of us, sort of due to just a technical.
We're scheduled for a public hearing tonight. You should technically open it.
Okay.
With that caveat that we're not taking any action.
We won't take any, okay.
But we should, the minutes should reflect that we opened and heard if there was anything tonight.
Okay. Does the committee have any comments before we open for the public hearing?
Nope.
Seeing none, is there a motion to open a public hearing on ordinance number 2022-02, salary ordinance for Lebanon Township?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Noting that we're not taking action on this, it'll be reintroduced at the next meeting. Is there any member of the public who would like to comment on ordinance 2022-02, salaries? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public hearing on ordinance 2022-02?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, so that takes us to resolution 26-2022, authorizing the award of a non-fair and open contract for our township planner, Kyle McManus Associates, would hereby be appointed Lebanon Township professional planner for the year 2022. He's filed his business disclosure entity certification and determination of value to be placed on file with this resolution. Any discussion by the committee?
He's great.
Yeah, he's been with us for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, for a long time as the kind of the backup to the long-time planner. Any discussion or motion for resolution 26-2022?
I'll make a motion to pass resolution number 26-2022, authorizing award of non-fair and open contract for Kyle McManus, whatever, Jim Kyle.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Resolution 27-22, authorizing non-fair and open contract for tax counsel, will be tabled potential action after executive session. And resolution 28-2022 would only follow after we pass the salary ordinance, so that is also tabled until after we pass that ordinance. Old business, there is none. Unless anyone has any comment on old business. New business, first item is DPW manager request to purchase a new mower. Our DPW liaison is not able to be here tonight. The committee's got the proposal from our DPW manager, who is requesting that we replace an upgrade to upgrade an existing mower that is more than 2008 to 2012, almost 14-year-old mower with a new mower, Ferris 72-inch Vanguard BB40. He's generated three quotes for us. The lowest quote is $13,750 from Frank Ryman and Sons. Any discussion on...
I did talk to Warren a little bit about it, and it sounds like a good idea because with the supply chain the way it is and they're holding one for us, I think it might be the best route.
I think part of the problem for us is that the mower that he's talking about, the hydro motors for the hydraulic system, has been leaking excessively, and they tried to repair them, and they couldn't really bring them back to where they were. And the second thing is that in my discussion with Warren, is that we also seem to be cutting much more lawn because the school doesn't use the upper field, I think. So we have more lawn that we're cutting. So last year they had a hard time with one good mower and the other one breaking down. I think that's why he would like to see this other mower come in.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the acquisition from Frank Ryman and Sons of the Ferris mower for $13,750?
Looking for a motion?
Yep.
I'll make a motion for Frank Ryman and Sons for ISX 3300Z, which is a 72-inch Vanguard. And the price of that is $13,750, and I believe it's in stock.
Yep.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Oh, yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So the second is a request to renew or lease a new postage machine. You're the expert on this, Karen.
Well, we have a 36-month lease left on it, and the previous package is only $5 increase for a new machine, and it'll last for
63 months.
Yeah. I just thought it might be practical to go with a newer machine at this time and hold the price actually. Because we don't know at the end of 36 months how high it could be.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought to get the new one at this time.
How long will this one sit in the hallway?
No, that was not this company, thank goodness. No, we've had a very good relationship with the company, and the machine works very well for us, so it was a good switch when we did.
Any discussion and comments? So this would be a $180 a month lease, including equipment, meter maintenance, unlimited meter resets, and rate change protection for 63 months. And this would be under state contract number 41265 with the company Postal Solutions.
Authorizing the mayor to execute the contract for the lease. Need a signature on it.
So that would be if someone would make the motion to authorize the mayor to execute the lease.
I'll make the motion to lease the new post-based vision postage meter at $180 a month for 36 months and authorize the mayor to sign.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have New Jersey State Firemen's Association application for membership for our Chief David Sulpe. Tom, as liaison, do you have any comments to make on that?
I think he's applying to this association. This is an association which is for the benefit of firemen in the course of their lifetime as a fireman, and there is a relief fund there that is used for the best interest of the firemen, and I think Dave Sulpe is joining as an associate, which I think would then he'd have a voting position on this, I think, as to at least a say on how they move the money and everything. It's quite a bit of money and it started a long time ago, this. I think I don't have the full, I don't want to go into it without real facts.
So his application requires that it has been approved by the governing body of Lebanon Township and it's signed by the municipal clerk that it's been approved. So.
Well, I see that, you know, he's gone through all the tests that he has to go through, so I see no reason why we shouldn't look to grant this to Dave Sulpe, the chief. So I would make a motion to authorize New Jersey State Firemen's Associate application for membership to David Sulpe, our fire chief.
I'll second that.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And next we have Junkyard license application for A.S. Milkowski and Sons. Fee is $25. I certify that all the above information is supplied and true. Any discussion or a motion to approve the junkyard license for A.S. Milkowski and Sons, LLC?
I'll make a motion to approve the junkyard license for A.S. Milkowski and Sons, LLC.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And if there's no other new business, nothing on the agenda, that takes us to presentation of vouchers.
Okay, I have two that qualify. The first one is for Finch Fuel Oil Company, which is for the fuel at number 2 heating fuel at Fire Station 1, Fire Station 2, and the squad building for a combined total of $1,158.35. And that's for the month of November, ending on 11/24/21. I have another one here for Jersey Central Power and Light, and there's a note that came with this. This is an electrical bill for the fire department. And as per Jersey Central Power and Light, they were not reading the meter. That's why the bill is so high. So the bill here for the fire department is from July 27th, 2021 to December 23rd, 2021. For an amount of $1,464.92. So I think that they got a handle on that so this doesn't happen again. That's it.
I have one that applies. It's for WatchGuard Video. This is the body cam software, the body cams, the whole leasing for all of them, vehicle kits, and for a total of $39,475.
I've got New Jersey State Health Benefit Plan, the January premiums of $41,260.91. Norman Goldberg Incorporated for the appraisal of the Whitehall Properties in the amount of $3,000. And for everyone's information, the applicant, Whitehall Partners, have said that they're not going to go forward with that, not because of the valuation, but because it's taken 2 years for the various approvals from the state and the federal grant and the like, and their circumstances have changed. On to our auditor, Ardito and Company. The first 25% of their annual audit fee, $7,390. Cornerstone Print and Imaging for the winter newsletter in the amount of $2,526.54. County of Hunterdon Open Space Tax in the amount of $70,698.30. That's a quarterly amount. Finch Fuel Oil Company, Municipal Building and Library Fuel Oil in the amount of $1,955.33. General Code, the company that takes care of our ordinance publications, and annual maintenance fee in the amount of $1,195. Global Equipment Company, roll-up stand signs and other things coming out of the Clean Communities grant, if I recall it correctly, Clean Communities, $1,121.69. And the last payment for last year's shared service for the business administrator to Tewksbury, $15,376.26.
Hey, I'm going to be doing Guy Wilson's for the DPW. ACES Performance and Repair, $2,815.20 for some parts, engine parts, and other equipment. Griffith Allied Trucking for some diesel fuel for $2,236.27. LMR Disposal for some cleanup, for the fall cleanup, $5,148.48. Opdyke Sales and Service for some parts, $1,381.76. Patriotic Office Cleaning for three office cleanings, looks like three, $1,565 for that. It's November 2021, three of them in November. Okay, the library, the municipal building, and the police department. The Township of Randolph, the Morris County Co-op fee for 2021 was $1,100. Is that 2021 or 2022?
I assume it's to join for 2022. But
yeah, it says 2021, so I don't know if
what
it's
about
in
the actual invoice page?
So 2022, it looks like. So we'll have to fix that. I'll just put it over here. Road safety systems for a couple. Let's see, repair beam and at the intersection of Dairy Run, $2,100, and that's it for his. And then I have one for the library, which is the first quarter library tax, and there was added omitted tax for $545.59 for a total of $74,277.41.
So the treasurer has broken out two totals on the total voucher list. One is the current account and trust accounts in the amount of $1,066,727.33, and then a second payment balance for the January 2022 invoice to the Lebanon Township Board of Education in the amount of $895,350.84 for a total voucher list of $1,962,078.17. Any discussion or motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, a couple items of correspondence. Animal control officer report for December.
Just found cats, typical lost cats, some dog bites.
And a parakeet.
And a parakeet.
That's true. Recreation Commission.
Just that I think probably people have seen on Facebook, too, on February 5th, there's going to be a fire and ice and a rain date of February 12th, if it doesn't happen.
Thank you. This takes us to public comment or any general comment anyone would like to make. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anyone would like to make a comment on any topic. Yes.
Yeah.
State your name, if you would.
Sharon Petzinger, 320 Dogwood Drive. My understanding is we still don't have anybody for the newsletter. I know this is an answer question and answer. So my understanding is we don't have anybody for the newsletter, and the newsletter deadline would be February 1st for, I guess, the spring newsletter. So if we're not going to have somebody in time for that deadline for the newsletter, I suggest maybe posting that on the website and just letting the public know, because there are people that anticipate for that. There are, you know, people who pay for advertisements, things like that, and maybe have an alternate way of doing that on our website or something else. Just try to brainstorm. So I don't know if you guys can do that in the next meeting or not, but I just know there are a lot of people that read the newsletter and people that want to submit articles from the newsletter. So that's all.
We need to take action on that. Any other public comment?
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I live on Dewey Lane. And I normally have a hard time sitting still, but I listen very intently to the meeting of the 13th. January 13th, and it was an intense meeting, and I don't understand why there is so much confusion, if you will, when four people made a vote, and now there seems to be some backpedaling going on, especially when there was advice of counsel involved. I don't understand this. And to hear people being attacked verbally for what they believe, and Mr. Lal made a comment at another meeting earlier that, you know, oh, excuse me, it was at the January 5th reorganization meeting. You and Mike Schmidt made comments that you didn't want to be looked at as being evil because you have different opinions or ideas or thoughts. And I find that very interesting that that comment came from both of you on that meeting, and then I have to listen to all of the attacks made against our clerk, Mr. McKee, and Ms. Kohler. And I also want to comment on what Mr. Wilson said, you know, when he said, I can think for myself. Well, I hope so. I really do. Because I found it very interesting since Ms. Sandors made the comment that Ms. Nicarata was very dismayed at the ongoing conversation between Mike Schmitz, other half, Sharon here, and Kathy Koch at a meeting. And I have witnessed on numerous occasions coming to this meeting where there seems to be almost like an inappropriate conversation going on between Sharon Hardy and Guy Wilson before he was appointed to that position. They would constantly talk at every meeting. And I don't know how anyone could view that as being okay. And I don't understand why Mike Schmidt allowed it to go on and continues to allow it to go on. I don't understand that either. All of you are to come together and work together. You are to advise one another, and you are to stay in communication with one another. And if four people voted, and now you're saying, oh, we didn't have all the information. Well, if you didn't have all the information, why did you vote as you did? There seems to be a very bad pattern of circumventing proper procedure. And it's got to stop to keep this township running smoothly and in a united way. It's got to stop. And I don't understand why you, Mr. Schmidt, would put yourself in such a position with another township employee, especially with everything that's going on. Why would you get involved with whatever land transaction you're involved with? To me, that's a whiff of conflict of interest, or whatever the proper term is. Why would you put yourself in that position? Why did you not think before acting?
And I've completely recused myself.
I know you've recused yourself, but if you had not put yourself in that position, it may not have escalated to where it is now. I want it to stop. The interest of these residents of this township, each and every one of us, comes first. And that includes employees as well. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any other public comment?
You have a smirk on your face. Do you have a comment you'd like to say for the record for a change? Instead of yes, you do, ma'am.
If there's no other members of the public to make a comment, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. We will be going into executive session under Resolution 29-2022. Three items listed. One is an update for the committee on the police contract negotiations. The next would be to discuss a process for the business administrator. There's potential action on process matters there. And the third would be a discussion of the tax council, which we have to replace a retiring tax council. Potential action on that topic as well. Any discussion or motion for Resolution 29?